News Radio KMAN, we're visiting with Riley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen. Brad, thank you for taking some time to visit with us today. It's been a crazy couple of days for you and your staff.
Well, it has been busy, yes. We prefer that it not be, but it is what it is.
The first question that I have for you today, Director, is the scenario with Dontarius Williams that has developed on the racist graffiti on apparently on his own car and something
right.
that he applied himself. How did that investigation start, and when did you realize that this was something that seemed something other than what a lot of people thought it may be?
Well, I want to emphasize that this investigation was performed in conjunction with the FBI. In fact, they did a lot of the legwork on it. We started getting an inkling something might not be all it was purported to be Friday evening, and then spent some time over the weekend, receiving reports that sort of affirmed that. And I was in conversations with the parties involved, as well as with Mr. Wilkerson, the county attorney, concerning how best to handle it. At that point in time, we managed to schedule a meeting with Mr. Williams for Sunday evening and spent some time chatting with him about it, during which time he, again admitted that he had been the one who'd put the graffiti on his own car and was very apologetic, sincerely so, regretted his actions, the impact it had on the community, the negative atmosphere that it had created. I mean, he understood, what the impact was. We met with him that night and had resolved that as a result of that conversation that prosecution in the case probably wouldn't be appropriate.
Why do you feel that it wouldn't be appropriate?
Right. Well, I said this to several people who've asked. Things are kind of emotionally charged right now, and it's never good to make decisions about what to do or to react to news you hear when your emotions are raw and when you're feeling, angst or aggravation or something like that. And so it was necessary for myself, and I think for Mr. Wilkerson as well, to kind of work through, okay, logically, what's the best way to proceed here that has the most positive impact on the community? What would be gained by a prosecution other than just being, vengeful about it? Is there anything to be gained? Would the individual learn anything he doesn't already know? Would the community learn anything they don't already know? And once we weighed all those things out and the willingness of the young man to own it and come forward, because he didn't have to do that, to own it and come forward and admit that he had done it and express his regret for it, it just seemed that the best way to heal things was, in this particular case, to not prosecute. There's a time for prosecution, and there's a time for mercy, and we both felt that this was the appropriate time for mercy and for the system to not prosecute Mr. Williams and to just try to heal the differences and the divides that resulted.
The K-State Black Student Union last night prepared a statement saying they were very disappointed the charges weren't filed and that they were disturbed and hurt by this man's actions. What's your response to the Black Student Union's request for prosecution on this matter?
Well, they're not alone in that regard. I think there were a lot of people who were disappointed and hurt by this gentleman's actions, myself included. I know a good number of people around the community were, and I respect their opinion. I read their release. I thought it was a articulate, well-thought-out response. It's not an unreasonable response, and it's something that that Mr. Wilkerson and I discussed before Mr. Wilkerson ultimately made the decision not to prosecute him, a decision which I continue to support. So I don't have a problem with their position. I understand their position. It's reasonable. But ultimately somebody has to make a decision, and this is where we settled.
We're visiting here with Riley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen. And Director Schoen had an incident that kind of blew up a little bit yesterday afternoon with an aggravated robbery attempt, I understand, and a shooting and a lockdown of the hospital. Can you give us some of the circumstances involved in this? And I understand that Riley County Police have issued some information about the suspect, that he's described as a black male, 5'9 to 5'10 in height, medium to heavy build, wearing a black ski mask and sweatshirt. Can you give us an idea of what actually transpired yesterday afternoon?
Well, I won't be able to give you a lot of detail because it's still actively under investigation. Obviously, having just occurred yesterday, I can tell you that the subject who was injured, the injuries were relatively minor. and that we're actively looking for the suspect. But as to the details of the case itself, I don't want to, I don't want to and can't, frankly, go into a whole lot of that because I don't want to do anything that gets in the way or steps on the toes of the investigation itself. Suffice it to say, these sorts of incidents we take seriously because, frankly, it doesn't happen that often around Manhattan. This is kind of an unusual thing around Manhattan for which we're grateful, but that doesn't mean we don't take it seriously and not doing everything we can to resolve it. So that's what we're working on now.
Do you consider this suspect armed and dangerous?
Well, clearly. I mean, he was armed. He was dangerous. He discharged the weapon, and so that's the approach we're taking, yes.
Okay.
If anybody has any information on this, we'd ask that they give us a call, and as opposed to approaching the individual, if they think they know who it is or if they see somebody who matches the description, just call us. Certainly don't act on your own.
Did your police department make the recommendation to the hospital because of the proximity of the situation?
I don't know the answer to that question, frankly. I assume that it was a proximity thing, but we don't typically make those recommendations. So, when you hear of schools going into lockdown and that sort of stuff, what we'll do is we'll advise them of what's going on, but we don't typically make a recommendation, although I can't say for 100% certain that we didn't make that recommendation yesterday, but I'd be surprised if we had.
Okay. Next question that I have for you, Director, is we've been hearing reports about a number of break-ins that have been happening in the State Streets District between Browning and Seth Child Road and south of Kimball Avenue. What kind of reports are you hearing and have been having filed there?
Well, there have been a series of burglary reports filed up there in that State Street area, and I think you've correctly identified the geographic location. What I would encourage everybody to do with respect to these break-ins, whether it's vehicles or residences, is make sure you lock your residence or your vehicle. If it's your vehicle, don't leave valuables in it. If there is something valuable in it, don't leave it somewhere that is easily visible. If you want to talk about what people can do to prevent these sorts of crimes and what they can do to keep themselves and their property safe, that would be the biggest thing.
Something that makes simple sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and we say it over and over again, and people just get complacent and they don't worry about it or they don't think about it, and it's sad that people have to think about these things in order to make sure that these sorts of crimes don't occur, but really, that would resolve the majority of the issues. So lock your stuff. Hide your stuff. Don't leave it sitting where people can see it.
Well, Director Schoen, we appreciate you taking some moments of your valuable time to visit with us today here at News Radio KMAN and keep us up to date. We'll do our best to inform the public of what they need to know through your channels.
Not a problem. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Have a good day.
Bye.
Riley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen joining us here at News Radio KMAN.